Then back to my field of knowledge, because I'm a statistician. Outcomes. The trial is powered to be able to detect disease-driven outcomes, so we need around 8,000 patients to look at disease-free survival. There's an expectation that there's no difference, so this will be one of the very few trials where we get a negative result, we will be happy. Secondary outcome, time to and severity of recurrence. Again, we need around 8,000 patients. There is an expectation that these are picked up quicker at an earlier stage, but we'll test that out in the trial. And then overall survival, 8,000 patients, expectation that there's no difference across the two treatment arms.